Today's daf is Tmura daf Yud Ches, as we start to get into the third parak of Maseches Tmura, and which we started yesterday, but we will start with second to last line on Yud Zayin Amabez, Amar Mar. So this parak, as the Mishnah started off, discusses Vlados and Tmuros and offshoots and offspring of animals regarding various halachas, whether they're hokraf or not. So said the Brisa, which the Gemara is quoting right now, Amar Mar. The Brisa brought in a couple of psukim that included tmuros and vlados to have the same halacha as the karbanos themselves. So the Brisa, though, said it doesn't apply to all karbanos. Yachal af kalakachim kain. You might think that this applies to all kachim. Tabalomar. Rock kodeshecha, right? Excluding some rock is always a lashon of miut. So excluding some karbanos, so those vlados do not have the same status as the mothers. So which vlados are being excluded? You might think it applies to all karbanos. No, it doesn't apply to all karbanos. So which karbanos are being excluded that the Gemara is telling us that these vlados do not have the same status as the mother, and you're not makir of them. Vladaman. Which type of carbon are we talking about? Ida ola zacharu. If it's an ola, the vlad of a zachar, that's impossible, because an ola is a zachar, and therefore you're never going to have a vlad ola. So that can't be what the Torah is excluding, because the Torah wouldn't need to exclude it, it doesn't exist. So ida ola zacharu. Vlad bar oludehu. And they're never going to have a baby, because it's a male. V'ida chatas. And if it's a carbon chatas, a vlad chatas, a chatas is nekeva. So maybe you can have a vlad chatas. So Gemara says, no, gemiri la dilamisa kaimi. No, we have a halacha moshe misinai, as we usually translate gemiri, that those go lamisa. Right, that's one of the asha chatos mesos, as we've noted a number of times. So you don't need a pasuk to exclude those, because those are going to die. Ida asham, and if it's a vlad of an asham, so again, gemiri la dilariya azla. I also have the halacha moshe misinai, the mesora, that an asham, a vlad of an asham, must go and graze until it gets a mum. And you take the money and you bring an ola, as we'll see soon. The kosher b'chatas mesa b'asham roa. We know that's the rule. Chatas mesa asham roa. We'll talk again soon about the machlokas about that line. So which vlad of which karbon is being excluded in the brisa? So the Gemara says, la olam b'chatas. Really, so going back to chatas. I vlad chatas. Vlad chatas, what do you mean? So the Gemara says, v'hilchza kibir la de lamisa. Halach Moshe B'Sinai teaches me that lamisa, v'kra lim'ute lahakrava. And the pasuk is just excluding that you're not allowed to be makrovit. Right? So you have two steps. Number one, lamisa, and number two, lahakrava. Says the Gemara, but I'm still bothered. V'habatalia, they're the same thing. Why? Give it to lamisa, azlamela lokarva. If I have to let it die, so of course I'm not going to be makrovit. You have to be shochedit, you have to do the proper avodas with it. So of course, if you have to let it die, of course, again, you don't need a pasuk to exclude. So Gemara says, Ella, last try. Or almost the last try. Ella hechza lachatas. Okay, you're right. Allah Moshe B'Sinai is for chatas. V'krolu mu'ute tumuras asham. The positive excluding tumuras asham. The tumura of a carbon asham. Not a vlad, but a tumura of an asham. That is not hukraf. The Gemara says, hanami hechza gemirla. I also know that. Because after all, tumuras chatas is one of the five, and you always have the parallels by asham. Ta'ami kosha b'chatas based on asham roe. So again, we're stuck. What is the pasuk teaching me? So the Gemara ends off with maskana, ela kra mi ba'ilei di'i avar umakriv ka'i ba'asei. The pasuk is adding that not only do I have a chiyuv based on halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but if I violate that chiyuv and I don't let it go die, and I don't let it graze in the case of an asham, in those cases, I violate an isser asei. That is the extra lashon of the pasuk of tisa uvasa v'chulu, as the pasuk said, raka d'shecha. Right, that was excluded by these, by the chatas and the asham, by nevet tmura. So those not only are aser, but it is an isra say if one is makrovit. Okay, let's talk about a couple of points. Some we've had before, and some are new. First of all, the Tosfos Yontif right here on the Mishnah notes that according to the Rambam, you probably have to say that the word gemiri here does not mean halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, again, just he has that ha'ara, and doesn't work out perfectly. There are some lines in the Rambam that seem to point to the direction of Alchemosh B'Sinai. There's a Rambam in Psuli HaMakdashin in the fourth parak. But either way, Pashas is that the Rambam does not hold us Alchemosh B'Sinai. And that's how there could be machlokos about these issues, as we're going to have Bez Hashem in the next Mishnah in terms of Rebbe Lazar. Rashi uses the Lashon of Alchemosh B'Sinai. Rashi on Amud Beis today used the Lashon of Alchemosh B'Sinai, but the Rambam, Lav Dafka, has to use that Lashon. Number one. Number two, the Achronim point out that the fact that the Gemara says, actually we'll wait with that point, let's just do a different one. This last line, of Yavar Umakriv Koi Basay, if somebody is Makriv Achatos Mesa, or an Ashav, Shenitek L'Ri'iya, somebody's Makriv that there's an Isra say, that is not mentioned in the Rambam. Well, Tzarach Ian, why it's not mentioned in the Rambam, but that is the Ha'ara of the Achronim. The other issue that is brought up, the Pri Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Petterberger notes this, in the Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Daled, what do you need this pasuk to say that this is included in the Aseh? Isn't this just Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'azara? Right, that's the halacha. If it's Chatos Meso, so it does, you're not allowed to be Makrovid, or an Asham, not Mesa, but an Asha that has the parallels to Chatos, so it's Chulin Ba'azara, and that's already an Isser Aseh. Asks the Pri Yitzchak, Vehine, Lefiyam Avor Ben Megara Begitin, to Chatos HaMesos, Imakrav Lehu Avi Chulin Ba'azara, Ube Kiddushin Yalav Chulin Ba'azara, Mikra Diyirchak Mimcha Makom, Mimakam Berichat Makom Ata Zoveach, Vieta Zoveach, Bekirav Makom, so Chulin Ba'azara itself is an Isser Aseh. So what do you need a specific pasuk here to tell me that, oh, if I'm makriv, chatos, mesa, bazara, I violated an assay, yo, we get an assay. This is an example of chulin bazara. So he gives one answer, but I think he can give two answers. His answer is that maybe you would have thought, v'yulay afshar lomar, to chulin bazara asar rak shchita, to mikra di yirchak mimcha makom, berichak makom ata zoveach, lo mishtama mizer rak shchita, avalo shar avodos. You wouldn't know the other avodos lakach ishakra derak dafilo shar avodos koi basay b'tzarach iyan. Maybe chulin bazara you would have only known shchita. We noticed in the past that maybe you don't even have to do any of the avodos. Right? We like to quote that Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Shchita. What if I bring a chair into the azara? Does it have to be only something that is miuad and could be hokrav or even not? But the Pri Yitzchak, I guess, is going with the shita of the more limited. It has to be actual avoda, or something that's roy to have avoda done to it. You have to do at least part of the avoda. So you would have only known shchita, that's why you need our pasuk to include even more. The Nitziv, right here, doesn't ask the question explicitly, but he answers it. Mashma, he says, Mipirish Rashi, to Hadar Gama Chatas. It's, according to Rashi, it's Mashma that it's going back on Chatas. Remember, we suggested Chatas in the Gemara, then we suggested Asha, but then we said, okay, forget it. It's going on, there's an Isarase involved. So it sounds like from Rashi is going back on Chatas, and Nitziv says, I don't think so, because that's the general rule of Chulin Ba'azara. Nira de Bechatas Mesos, Ve'ein Ba'em Me'ila, Ve'huadin Ve'harehin Kechulin, Pshita de Dami Luchulin Ba'azara. V'su Kivin de Yisuri Hanani, Nukfar Kisim, and Amutel Yisrael. Omishim Hachi, I think this line of Yisrael say is going on Asham. Asham. Chatas Mesa is, for sure, has a status of Chulin. Asham, remember, you're going to take its Damim and bring an Ola. So it's not specifically included in the Isser Aseh of Chulin Ba'azara, and therefore, that's what you need it for. So two answers of the Achron and the Pri Yitzchak, the Nitziv, whether this Pasuk is extra or not. Interesting, we mentioned that in the Yeshiva of Elazhin, they didn't like have a vote at the end of every Zman, what are we going to learn next Zman? They started, when they opened Elazhin, they started with Brachas, they just went straight. They went straight, and every Zman they did about a blot a day, and whenever they finished at the end of the Zman, they started the next Zman where they were up to. So just look at this. This is on the first page of Maseches Tumur in the Nitziv in the Meromei Sada. Chidushe Mishiurim Choref Tafresh Chav Beis. Tafresh Chav Beis, which I think is 1862. Tafresh Chav Beis. That's what they learned Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach in the winter of 1862. Okay, and they went straight. They learned Maseches Tumura there in Velashin. Okay. Another point, but we'll say it in the next couple of lines. Let's go a little further. Says the Gemara. Gemara quotes Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzarech L'chul Hu Karvein Tumarso Kreva. Rabbi Akiva was the second opinion in the Brisa. Remember on the sixth wide line on Yud Zayin Amabez, the previous Amud, Rabbi Akiva said you don't need the previous Psukim to teach me that Tamura is excluded by Chatas and Asham. Rabbi Akiva Omer Tzarech. Harayu Omer Asham Hu. Hu Karvein Tumarso Kreva. A pasuk that teaches me that the Tumuras Asham is not Hukrav. So the Gemara says, Lama likra, v'ha hilchus ha-kibiri la, what do you need a pasuk for? Isn't it just a hilchus ha-kibiri? Isn't it just a halacha Moshe b'Sinai? So what do you need a pasuk for? So the Gemara says, inachinami. You're right. V'ha likra, lama, what do you need a pasuk for? So we'll say in a second what the pasuk is for. But this question is very crucial. It's important. What does the pasuk say? What does the Gemara say? You don't need halacha Moshe b'Sinai. After all, it's a pasuk. So whenever the Gemara asks that type of question, we know that the Gemara is equalizing and being mashveh halacha Moshe b'Sinai and a pasuk. Just like the Gemara elsewhere two times says, lama likra svarahu, the Gemara is saying that a pasuk and a svara are on the same level of daraisa. So the fact that the Gemara here asked that means, we wouldn't have said it's a chiddush, but it's a har that we need to make. That is that halacha Moshe b'Sinai is on the level of a pasuk. And that's why the Gemara can ask, what do you need a pasuk for? Isn't it a halacha Moshe b'Sinai? And this is what the Ramban is bothered by, at least in one line of the Rambam. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot in Shoresh Beis quotes a tshuva of the Rambam, where the Rambam says as follows: Uba'osam prakim bi'arti she'ein kol davar shalameidim oso behekish o bekal v'chomer o begzereshava o bemidah b'yirgim omidos shatar nireshes behen din Torah. Not everything you learn out from Yigim Omidos has the status of a regular daraisa. Ad sheyomru chachamim beferish shehumen haTorah. Until the chachamim specifically say that it is daraisa. Vehevesi al zeh rayos. Visham biarti. Look in my other prakim of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sha'afilu davar shehu alacha lamoshe misinai. Midivrei sofrim karinan lei. Ve'ein sham davar shehumen haTorah. Ela davar shehu mefuresh batorah. Kegon, shatnis, kelayim, shabbos arayim. O davar she'amru chachamim beferish shehu min haTorah, v'hein kamo shlosha v'arba dvarim bilvad. Only three or four things. Uba'oso ha'sefer bi'arti yakol. Then he continues. And the Ramban, the Ramban doesn't say like this everywhere. The Ramban is basically saying that all the Yirgim Omidos, you don't call that Doraisa on the same level. It is Doraisa, most like Zereshava, Hekish. At least the Ramban is saying it's not as if it's Mefurish Bikra. It's not a mefurish mikra. Maybe it's daraisa, but it's not mefurish. What are the nafkaminas? Maybe you wouldn't get an onesh, as we'll talk about soon. But that is the Rambam. And the Ramban, even in this formulation, doesn't like it. He says, halacha Moshe b'Sinai is not the same as a daraisa. A couple of pages later in the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Ramban says, v'chein mashama harav, sh'afil davashu halacha Moshe b'Sinai, nikra devei sofrim, eino kein, kfar lamati b'ikar harishon, sh'safik halacha Moshe b'Sinai l'chumra, k'divrei Torah. You have something about halacha Moshe b'Sinai, you're going to go to chumra. It's like a daraisa. V'lo danu oso l'kula k'davashu midrabanan. V'chein isbar, and he continues with other examples. But this is a line that were very difficult to fit that line into this Gemara. The Gemara says halacha Moshe b'Sinai is the same thing as a pasuk, and therefore the Gemara could even say, what do you need a pasuk for? It's halacha Moshe b'Sinai. That is a ha'ara that one has to figure out in the Rambam. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? Isn't it a halacha Moshe b'Sinai? Which we assume, l'maisa, is a din da'oraisa. Just like we assume that all the other Yudgim Omidos are da'oraisa. Even though there are differences between them. As we know, Kal v'chomer has differences between that and other Midos. In that, you can knock it out. There are different levels of strength of Kal v'chomer as compared to the others. And there are other differences. What's considered mefurish bikra? In terms of getting an onesh. When you only get an onesh if it says one of four words in the Torah. Hishamer, pen, al, or lo. You don't have one of those four words, you're not going to get an onesh. So, some of the Yirgim Omidos are considered as if, let's say you have a hekesh. So, there are sources that seem to say a hekesh is as if it's mefurish b'kra. And it's as if you're putting one of the four words with the other context. With the other part of the pasuk. So there are differences between them, but l'chora they're all considered daraisa. So the Gemara says, "Lama likra, isn't it halacha Moshe b'Sinai?" So the Gemara answers, "Nachinami, yes, you're right. Ve'alakra lamali. So what do you need the pasuk for? You already know tmuras asham from the word who, according to Rabbi Akiva. So mi boile l'kid Rav Huna. You know it from Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna asham shenitak l'reiya v'shachdo stam kasher l'shem ola. If you have an asham shenitak l'reiya, what is that? Remember one of the five ashamos that are parallel to the five chataos mesos. The halacha is that the ashamos, even though they're also connected to a sin, specific sins, a few, they're not like chatas. There is a tana out there that we'll see soon, Bezrat Hashem, that says that, no, they are ashamos mesos also. But, according to a wepaskin, it is not. It's only the chatas. The asham, you have to let graze, and then you have to shecht it, You have to get the damim, and then you take that those damim and bring an ola. So asham shenitak l'ri'i, an asham that was already set out to graze. Vishachto stam, and then you shechted it. Instead of waiting till it gets a mum, you shecht, and you're getting, taking the damim and being makriv in ola, which is what you're supposed to do, you didn't. You waited. You said that you were manatek l'ri'i, and you shechted it stam. Rav Huna says, kasha l'shem ola. It's kosher. It's not like you shechted a carbon l'shem something else, a different carbon than it's supposed to. It's kosher l'shem ola. So the Gemara is medayik nitak in lo nitak lo. This only applies if you were menatik it. What does menatik it mean? Rashi's in various places say different things. Rashi here says nitak means you gave it over to the shepherd in order to take to graze. That's menatik l'ri'iya. That's Rashi on the third skinny line. Im hishlam l'roa. You paid for it, you gave it to the roa, and he's taking it. Elsewhere, Rashi says that maybe nitak means Bezdin already declared that it should be sent out to graze. Right? Bezdin already designated it before he even gave it to the aroa. Right? Or you announced it. So different shitas. Nitak means something. You sent it out, it's on its way to become an ola. So the chiddush of Rav Huna is that this asham, it was an asham. What happened? If you shecht an asham, usually the shem a different carbon is pasul. But that's the chiddush here. Once you were menatik it, once you designated it, and maybe you paid for the roa, once you did that, then it already has the status somewhat of a carbon ola. And therefore, if you shecht it, it can't be an asham anymore, because it's not connected to the sin. Right? It's tamuras asham, it's vlad asham, whatever one of the five are. Even though it can't be connected to its sin, if you shecht it, it's stam, it's kosher l'shem ola. But the Rav Nachman's din is, Rav Huna's din is only once you will not take it. My time, how do you know that? Who, bahava yaso, yehei. Right? Who, once it is, the Rashi explains, asham hu, bava yaso yehei, va'adayin asham hu, v'lochazi la'kruvi la'asham hilkach pasal. If you were not menatik it, so then it has remained an asham, and therefore it's pasal. Only if you were menatik it, who, while it is an asham, who, it remains an asham. But once you were menatik it, then it can be kosher, l'shem the ola. Let's finish up to the Mishnah of Hashem, and then we'll get back to this important line. Ula haitana. So this was what we could do with Rabbi Akiva's pasuk of who. Well, hi Tana to Kayolof Mehani Kroy. What about the earlier Tanaim that we had yesterday on Amud Beis that learned this out from the word rock or who? So what do they do with this? Tepikle Mizachor Nekeva. Why don't they learn it from the other psukim? Right earlier, right after the Gemara. Right after the Gemara started, we have a brisa that says Zachor L'Rabos Avlad and Nekeva L'Rabos. So what do they do with those psukim? Or why don't they learn it from there? So Humi Boile Levlad Ba'ale Mumin. Ulatmuras Bali Mumin. They use that to teach me to include even Vlados from the, or Tmuras of the mothers who are not Hukrav. So that's what the Pazik is including Zachar and Nekeva, so even those are included and Hukrav. So why do you learn everything from that Pazik? Because you have Zachar, you have Nekeva, you have the word Im. So like where it says Im Lomashmalai. Oh, this Tana doesn't think you can be Vidai from the word Im, so they can't learn everything. Ulahai Tana Denafkalemi Zachar. The Anakeva Tisu Vasamayavalu, according to the one who uses it, the earlier pasuk. So what do they use the later pasuk for? The second brisa. So Afilu Mimir Ayhu Lishna Achrina Mimur Gaihu. What does that mean? So Rashi says Mimir Ayhu means this is going on general karbanos, not specifically the context that we have been talking about, Vlados and Tamuras. General karbanos. You have to make sure you take your karban and makrev it in time. Even if it's out, you know, grazing and it's hard to get to, you still have to go get it. Last couple of words in Rashi, right across from where we are, a little bit up. Yomar, lo yomar, einin tareach acharein levakshan ba'agam. I'm not going to go schlep out to go into the swamp to get the animal, ula holichan, and bring it. No. I'll wait till it comes to this side of the field and then I'll bring the carbon. No. You have to bring it even mimir ayu, even from its pasture. Right? That is number one. That is, number one, Shitas Rashi. The Achronim ask on Rashi, isn't there a separate Isra about Ta'acher? Why do you need a separate pasuk to tell me don't delay and make sure you schlep it out even from where it is grazing? So maybe we'll get back to that. That's what Tosfos also points out, but let's just first do the second shot. The second shot is Afilu Mimur Gaihu. Mur Gaihu is a kli that's used in plowing. So even if it's in the middle of plowing, you gotta take it. And that also is problematic. We're talking about karbanos. It's an iser avoda. Tosva says, Pirish Rashi, afilu bein b'mire afar in the swamp, v'giyaz man haregel, yomar, eini torech acharein levakshem agam, aval amtin, lishna acharein, ne kod mergai, afilu ein dashar as a tfu, even if they're threshing. Says Tosva, v'lo nehira, shari asaray av avoda. It's iser avoda. What's Rashi talking about? V'yivarim afarish, mi da'ar gayu, little different girsa, afilu hein dalus basar. Argayu means even if they're weak and skinny. So now that's a havamina. You might think, I'm going to bring these animals, let me wait till I fan it up. Let me wait till it's a little more appropriate and mehuder. The sagada de chamina, kiva chaim teshu she kalach eno tsarech laha alosam, hoel ve eno sof hektish, kagon vlados vitmuros, kisham to abakar. So Tosis says it is going on the vlados and the tmuros, not the general din. So you might think, because this is a secondary type of hektish, so because it's weak, and they're skinny, so I have more flexibility in terms of waiting. And maybe there's no separate iser of Balta Acher if it's the secondary type of Kedusha, it's Tmura of Vlados, and it's weak, Kamash Balan, you can't wait. So that is the third pshat. Rashi has the two difficult pshatim, Tosfos, then Tosfos goes a fourth pshat, Reb Yitzchak Bar Shneur, and one of the most common Bali Tosfos, that we mentioned the Yamshel Shlomo many moons ago. Yamshel Shlomo says, where does the word Shneur come in? 500 years ago. Rav Yashar Shlomo already says, Shneir has come because there was a machlokas between a husband and a wife. They wanted a name. One of them had a grandfather named Meir. One of them had a grandfather named Uri. So they didn't know who to name. So they went to the Yashar Shlomo, the marshal, and he says, I have a great name, Shneir, because it's two R's, right? Meir and Uri. So Shneur, that's where it comes from, that Yamshel Shlomo, who points out that's where obviously it's in one of the Balei HaTosfos here, so it was a name earlier, but he suggests that's what should be done. So he quotes, Piresh, Mi Mir Ayu, Afilu B'makam Shemutr Lir Osa, Ula Gazla. Maybe the Chiddush is, you're bringing it from a place where there's no Isser Dahainu, B'chutz La'aretz. Maybe it's in Chutz La'aretz, so there's less, is there a Balta Acher from Chutz La'aretz? I have to review those Gemaras in Rosh Hashanah, but this is Tosfos trying to figure out what Rashi means. How do you answer for Rashi? Let's take Tosfos to the second shot. It's an Isra Avoda. Isra Avoda. So how could Rashi say that you could take it out even from threshing? So the Gross says, read Rashi very, very closely, and you'll see what he means. Says Rashi, in the last Rashi before the Mishnah, he said, Afilu b'imur gaihu, see where the gra is in Os Ches, so go one line up. And you're ready to go, lo tomar, since I'm threshing, I'm not going to take it. What does Rashi say? Let's say you have an animal that you plan to take up to the Beis HaMikdash, but you aren't machdish it yet. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. You might have thought, now there's an amazing havamina, you might have thought that if it's an animal that you're about to be machdish, so I decide not to. The pasuk is teaching me, even if you weren't machdish it yet, still, you should bring it up. See the gra? Just points out, Bazemeturis kushis tosvis, dirmaskalafilu. Got to read Rashi very closely, says the Gra, and you'll see Tosfos is accusing Rashi of saying something that he didn't say. Okay, the first day is still difficult in terms of shepherding it, but you have to say, unless you have to say something similar for that pshat in Rashi as well. Good. One other final point related to these issues, and that is what Tosfos says in the second Tosfos, Nitak. Tosfos says this in various places in Shas, and that is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos notes that is the halacha of nitak d'oraisa or d'rabanan. It sounds like from our Gemara that it's d'oraisa. Meaning, it sounds like if you have an asham, that it became one of the five ashamos, which are tmuras asham, vlad asham, asham sekitnis kapra ba'acher, one of those, what does the Gemara say? You have to be menatek that asham. You have to designate it, you have to send it out to the shepherd. And if you didn't, and you amakravit as an ola, it's pasal. That's what it sounds like. Only nitak l'ri'iya. If you're makrivit sam, then it can be an ola. But other Gemara, that sounds like it's a dindaraisa. Other Gemara says, the Tosfos, Gemara Psachim, sounds like it's in Durabanan. Says, Tosfos quoting Rabbeinu Tam, mida oraisa, in asham does not need nitak. And not only that does it not need nitak, in asham, that animal itself can be brought as an ola. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, right in the middle of Tosfos. Lakach nir Rabbeinu Tam. The halacha Moshe Misinai. Nigmara ba'asham de kreva ola. V'acha, you know what you do here? Lo garsina, change the girsa. And the Rabbeinu Tam does this in all the Gemaras that have this throughout Shas, in Zachim and elsewhere where we've had it, right? Lo garsina, nitek in lo nitek lo. No, you don't have that. Ela garsina, and you say, v'shaltosam kasha lo'ola, da'amar kra, hu ba'ava yaso yehei, and he uses the lashon of who in the opposite way of our girsa. Our Gemara says, who, Baba Yosu Yehei, what does that mean? That if you shecht an asham before it's minutak, l'shem olah, it's pasul. Because who? It's still an asham. What does Rabbeinu Tam use it for? The opposite. Baba Yosu Yehei, pierce Baba Yosu, asin lios tahainu olah, uba'osa havaya Yehei me'ata. It could even be an olah right away. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. It's a huge chiddush, but it tells us something about those karbanas. The fact that an asham can seamlessly become an Ola, that tells us an affinity between those two Karbanas. You only have a few examples of those where Karbanas can naturally change into other Karbanas. The other example given, and the Gemara in one place compares these two, and that is a Pesach and a Shlamim. If you have Pesach Shelo Bismano, it's a Shlamim. So there, you can understand a little better. A Pesach is an example of a Shlamim. It's Kachay Kalim. Usually a Pesach is more limited in terms of when it can be eaten, but okay. But here, in Asham and in Ola, two totally different karbanas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, on a Daraisa level, there's a connection between them. And the other issue, Rabbeinu Tam says, Rashi, not here so much, but Rashi elsewhere says, what are you talking about? Asham shenitak l'ri'ez, it did Daraisa. You gotta figure out what that other Gemara means, Ipsachim. But it's a Daraisa, and if you're not menatek it, it remains an Asham. Okay, it still reflects that there's a connection between the two. But we had an Ian Shear about this in Mesechus Zvachim, where we discussed that there's a beautiful chiddush of some of the Achronim, the Dvir HaKodesh on Zvachim, where he says, hidden into every Asham is a Chaloshem Ola. And that's why Ola and Asham have connections. You have the same Zrikus, right? Asham you would think should be like a Chatas. A Chatas is the only one that has Zrikus on all four corners of the Mizbeach. An Ola and an Asham both have Shtayim Shein Arba. Right? And only a Chatas have Zrikas Lamala Mechot HaSikra. And Asham and Ola have Lamata Mechot HaSikra. So again, there are comparisons between Asham and Ola, even though on the surface, the Gemara always puts Asham together with Ola. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Still, remember, this parak is all about Vlados, and whether Vlados have the same halacha as its mothers. Rebbe Lazar Omer, Vlad Shlamim, Lo Yikrev Shlamim. Rebbe Lazar says the Vlad of a Shlamim is not Hukrav to be a Shlamim. Why should that be? So we'll see in the Gemara, it's ultimately going to be a Gzeira. V'chachavim amr mikav. Chachavim say, what are you talking about? Of course it can. Amr Reb Shimon, lo nechlu al vlad vlad shlamim. There's no machlokas about the grandchild shlamim. But the vlad vlad shlamim. There's no machlokas about that. V'yal vlad vlad tmura, shelo yikrav. Right? There's no machlokas about that it's not hukrav. What does not hukrav mean? We'll have to see what that means in the Gemara. Ve'alman echlaku, the only machlokas is first generation. Alav lad. Shrebelazar omer lo yikrav, echacham omer yikrav. So first generation machlokas, second generation, everybody agrees. Heid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papias, alvlad shlamim, sheikrav shlamim. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papias were made that the vlad shlamim was hukrav shlamim, like the shita of the chachamim. Amr Rabbi Papias, ani meyed, I'll testify. Shehai solanu parashal zivchei shlamim, v'achalnu abepesach. We had a cow on Parah, right, of Zivchei Shlamim, and we ate it on Pesach. Right, they didn't eat it for the carbon Pesach, but they ate it as, to get them full in order for the carbon Pesach. Maybe the Chagigas Yudalid. Right, they ate it on Pesach, and the Achalnu Vlad Shlamim Bechag. And we ate its Vlad on Chag, which usually means Sukkos, as we'll talk about in the Gemara. But either way, it means another Yantif. But the important point is that they ate the Vlad. So you see, they ate the Vlad, they were makar of the Vlad, and it was kosher. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Lazar. What is the reason for Rabbi Lazar? As we know, Rabbi Lazar is the Chiddush Shita here. Right? You would say Vlad has the same halachas as the parents. So what is the Shita of Rabbi Lazar? Amar Kra, V'im Zevach Shlamim Karbano. So we darshan the word V'im, switch around the Nakudas a little bit, as if it says V'im. Velo Vlad. So I don't know which of the, that's not one of the Yidgim Amidos, but it's another tool of darshaning. This could be that I should have brought it. The Radvaz has a tshuva, where he says that the Torah specifically was given over Beli Nekudos. Even after we got it with words, the Ramban writes in his Akdama to Torah that ultimately, if you put all the Torah together without splitting it into words, it spells out Shem Hashem. That's the Ramban. Fine. But the Radvaz writes in a Tshuva that even after it was split up into words, it wasn't given with Nekudos, so that there is flexibility in terms of how we darshan and how we learn and understand the Psukim. So this is one of those examples. It says the word Vav Aleph, man. So we say, you can read that as the aim also, the mother. Velo Vlad. So first we have a Havamina that this din of Rebbe Elazar is a din to Oraisa. Right, it says the word ve'im in the context of shlamim, perikim and vayikra. So I'm only a pchei barabler of ami, come on. Elamayata, imal toldi yakrivenu achanami de'im v'lo vlad. Every time it says the word ve'im in the context of carbonus, you're going to exclude. It says it by a carbon toda also. V'chitema achanami. And if you say yes, in achinami, a vlad of a toda would be excluded, that's not true. V'yatanya, vlada utmurasa v'chilof aminayin. We're going to see in the Mishnah on Amid Beis. That if you have all of these, the Vlad, or the Tmura, or the substitute of a Toda, you bring it as a carbon. Tamalomar, im al Toda, mikomakom. So there, the aim can't be aim. So, Gemara says, you're right. Sada dinda raisa. El amar b'chia bar abba amar b'yochanan, haynu tamad reb Elazar, gizera. Shem yegadol mehem adarim adarim. No, we're worried, you're go, if you know that the Vlad of a Shlamim is mutter, so that you're worried that you're just going to keep your shlamim around and not be makrivit, and wait till it has babies. Because you know all of those vlados also can be used. Rashi says, gzeira, yamat vlad shlamim, liish lo takana, if you say it's not going to die, asu l'shahu yei la'im, atche telev yigdal adarmin avlados. For asu, and then Rashi adds, v'asu behuli degiza v'avoda. And you might come to shear it and work it, the mother. So that's what we're worried about. So that's why Chazal, according to Rebbe Elazar, goes there, that one is that the Vlad of a Shlamim has to die. That is Rebbe Elazar Shita. Rashi adds at the end, though, why don't we make the same Gzeir by Toda? Toda isn't as common. Shlamim is all the time. You could give a Nedava, but Rashi says at the end, they weren't goes there by a carbon Toda, by a Vlad Toda. We were Makri, Rebbe Elazar doesn't argue there, because it's only by a Vlad Shlamim, which is a very common carbon. The Brisker Rav wonders, what about B'di'evan? He just had that suffix. According to Rebbe Elazar, if you brought it, is a kosher B'di'evan? Is this stam a knas l'chatchila to make sure? Yish la'ayin, im zeu stam knas shelo yakriv, aval ein ze paslus la'hakrava, to have a carbon kosher. It's a carbon kosher, it's a knas on the gavra. Oh, efshar dezeu psul hakrava. Or did they aser it? Do they answer it inherently in the chesed? He says, I'm not sure, but look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tumura, Vitzarachian. So the Rambam there is not talking directly about our case. Because according to the Rambam, we don't pass it like a Balazar. We pass it like a Vlad Shlomim is Hokrav. But the Rambam does quote that in the context that we're going to see in a second of the grandchild animal. The grandchild animal, we'll see according to one opinion, everybody agrees, is not Hokrav because of this chash. Even if we don't think it's a chash in the first generation, the second generation obviously he did it on purpose. So that's where the Rambam quotes this line. The Rambam's lashon is, but medvaramamurim bivlados atzman alva vlade vlados einan craven shemitoch ma'isav nikar shu masha osam kedil gadol menedar nadarim ulafichach konsin oso velo yakrivan. So the Brisker Rav is not 100% clear how to understand that. So we're kodesh him and you're not makrivit. So what about the d'evit? Meaning, if your makrivit wasn't a kosher carbon, if you have a chiyuv to bring a carbon toda, where you, this isn't about according to Rebbe Elazar, if you're makrivit the carbon toda, where you yotzei, so that is an important, suffix of the griz. So that's Rashi. Got a question? So Rashi says, but the Isser, what are we worried about? Giza v'avoda. There's a big chiddush right here in the Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnah says, you know what we're worried about? He doesn't say like Rashi, giza v'avoda. We're worried about bal ta'acher. We're worried about the Issa, they're going to violate Baal Ta'acher. If you know, right, Shemi Yigad La'adarim Adarim, and you open your Karbanos. So because you're worried that you're going to violate Baal Ta'acher, so that's what we say, the animal has to die in order that you should be encouraged to bring it on time. That is the Rambam. Why does Rashi not like the Rambam? Why does Rashi say the issue is Giza V'avoda, not Baal Ta'acher? So I might say 2 points. Number one, Pashtus. Usually, a Gzeira makes you do the right thing. But here the Xero, Baal Ta'acher, there for what? The animal's gonna die? Right, so then, okay, it's a little backhanded way, but let me just say it the way that the Achronim say it. The Rashashir says, you never find, and this is the Yesod we can take out of today's daf, tucked away, Tzmur Yurches. You never find a Gzeira D'Rabbanan that's because of a chshash that somebody's going to violate an Avera, B'Shev Al Ta'aseh. Every Gzeira D'Rabbanan under the sun, try to think about it. Every Gzeira is because we're worried that somebody's going to do an Avera, B'Kum Va'aseh. Right, you can't blow shofar on Shabbos because somebody might go and carry the shofar. You can't write on Shabbos with your left hand because you might come and write with your right hand. You can't eat basa b'chalav by chicken because you might come to eat basa b'chalav by beef. Every gzeirah d'rabbanan is because we're worried that you're going to violate an isser b'kum v'aseh actively. What's the Rambam doing here? There are going to be goes there that you have to make the shlamim die because we're worried you might violate bal ta'acher by not bringing the carbon. Says the Rishash, that's a huge chiddush. He says, the Shagas Aryeh has already laid down this rule for us. He quotes the Shagas Aryeh, who says you never violate you're never going to institute a gzeira. Right? They're worried that you might do something. You might not do something. So what's going to happen? So if you don't do it, so then you're going to violate Bal Ta'acher. You never have such a gzeira. Let me read you the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh says this in Simon Dalid, what's the problem? Pruzbal, that's a takana. That's a takana. Right, I don't think it's a gzeir. Takana, what takanas are just to remember things. Right, takana is, takana of Chanukah, takana of Purim. The takana to remember an event. Takanas have more flexibility. Right, pruzbal also is that, Sheval Tasa, pruzbal, right, people won't lend money, they'll violate, right, that's a takana, first of all, takana, that's my answer. But also, that's a little different. Especially what their motivation was. Okay, says the Shagas Aryeh, V'od Mitzad HaSvara. The context of the Shagas Aryeh is, what about Kriya Shema after Chatzos? If I come home after Chatzos, do I say Kriya Shema? So that's different days in the Gemara and Brachas and that base. So that's what he says. He says, V'kol Hani Yesh Lachish Lo Yavu Yudei Yisra Shal Torah B'kum Vaseh Mitzad Acher. Hilko Bitlu Mitzad Haseh Shal Torah B'Shei Val Taaseh. Shalo Yavu Yudei Yisra Daraisa B'kum Vaseh. Aval Hacha Ein Svara Ligzor. Ubavata Mitzad Kriya Shema B'Vadai. Miman Delokara Kodem Chatzos Mebri Asyag. He says, what? So you don't know if he's going to do it. So it's better to let them violate the possibility of B'Shev Al Tasa rather than Vadai instituting that they should violate B'Shev Al Tasa. At least here, by shofar, will make you for sure violate B'Shev Al Tasa in order to save you from a kumvaseh. That's what I was trying to say before. If they're both B'Shev Al Tasa, so why should I institute something that's Vadai when you're only suffic? Right? The B'Shev Al Tasa Bal Ta'acher. B'Shev Al Tasa, bringing the carbon. So why should that be? Either way, that's the Rishash right here, that quotes for Rashi. So you have to explain the Rambam. Maybe this is a little different. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Shimon lo nechleku v'chulu, si'ipoiluhu. Reb Shimon had the line in the Mishnah that they don't argue about the second generation, only the first. So, hechi tani, what exactly was the phrase in the Mishnah? Lo nechleku shalo yakrivu ela yakrivu. Does it mean they didn't argue that it shouldn't be hukrav, but they both agreed that they should be hukrav? Odele lo nechleku shi yakrivu ela lo yakrivu. Or do they both agree that it should not be hukrav? What do they say about the second generation? So machlokas. Amar Rava, mistavra lo nechlu eshalo yakrivu ela yakrivu. Yikrivu. Rava says it should be hukrav. My taima. Why would everybody agree? Ad kan lo palug Rav Elazar alei d'rabbanan ela bevlad. Rav Elazar only argues by first generation where he says it has to die. Ava vlad vladak reba amahu. But to have a grandchild, that's very unusual. And therefore, there weren't gozer in that case. Therefore, you ought to be makrivit. Reb Shua ben Levi Amar, lo nechlo yikrivu, ela lo yikrivu. Now, the opposite. They both would agree that it's a problem. My time, but like the Lashon we quoted from the Rambam, akan lo pligi rabbanan leidu rabbalazar, ela bivlan. The rabbanan only allowed it in the first, because there, you're not sure. If you had the vlad, maybe it happened by accident. Aval vlad, mitoch maaseh, ani karas machshavaso, to lagado kaboy life. He has a grandchild, so obviously he did this on purpose. He wasn't makrivit, he kept it for so long, and therefore we would be gozer in that case. Viter. Tani Reb Chiya l'siyue. Reb Shua ben Levi. Reb Chiya brought a raya to the second version. Reb Shua ben Levi. Im kesef u'makriv. Vlad Rishon karav Vlad Sheni ain't a karav. Says Beferish. Right, the Vlad Rishon is karav, the Vlad Sheni is not karav. Who? Karav? Vein Vlad kolakachim karav. Again, we have an exclusion. There's a Vlad of a certain carbon that is excluded. So Vlad Demai. Who? Which carbon are we talking about here that the Vlad is excluded? Ida Ola, Ve'asham, Zacharim Heim, Velo B'nei Vlad Heim. It's never going to happen. Ita chatas, hilchzo gemira la delamisa azla. Chatas, you don't, also, again, you don't need psukim for these. Aravino la suye vlad hamiuseres. The vlad of a miser. Vlad of miser behema. That's what's excluded. So Gemara said, vlad hamiuseres, lamalikra. Again, what do you need a pasuk for? You learn it out from Xerah Shava. Ever mi bechor kagamar la. Just like bechor, the vlad bechor is not hokraf. Why? Because the bechor is a male. Right? And you will never have a vlad bechor, but you have Xerah Shava to meiser. So the Gemara says, Istrich, no, you need this pasuk. Because Sakada de Chamina, you wouldn't have made that Xerah Shava. Because ain't done in Efshar, Misha e Efshar. Because you don't compare something that's possible from something that's not possible. Kamashmal, and this pasuk is Megale, that you can make that, just like you have a Xerah Shava. What do you mean you don't make the Xerah Shava? There are a lot of comparisons of between Meiser and Bechor. But you might not have compared it in this, regarding this halacha. Because Efshar and Efshar. So our pasuk is Megala that you could even compare them regarding this halacha. And that is, you do Efshar, Misha Efshar. Period. Hey, Reb Shimon ben Papias, what they say, remember they had Eidus that he ate the mother on Pesach and he ate the baby on Chag. So the Gemara says, on Chag, Olarav Adamar Kachim, Kivan Sha'avar Aleim Regal Echad, Kol Yom V'Yom Over Aleihem Be'asei. All the Rishonim change this Gersa. Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Bal Ta'achir is only after three holidays. The Isserat, the Mitzvah Aseh is even after one holiday. So that's what it means here. Since you violate Bal Ta'achir after three, but he violated the Isserat Aseh even after one, so Me'at Seres Boi Michlei. What do you mean they kept the baby until Sukkos? What about Shavuos? If they ate the mother on Pesach, so then and they have a baby here, so you have to eat the fulfill the mitzvah aseh. You have to eat the next one on Shavuos. So Amar Zvid b'shvei de Rava go try a chol abatzeres. First day, right? There was sickness. Who was sick? Not clear here. But if you look in Rosh Hashanah, it's a machlokas whether the bialim was sick or the animal was sick. One of the two. And if you say that, the Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in one of his long arichus of about dichui. He loves the sugya of dichui. You see, if an animal is sick, it doesn't get near nidche. Period. That's not pushed aside forever. So if you say according to those we've shown him. Either way, there was sickness on Shavuos. Rav Ashi Amar? Kol Yom V'Yom. Okay, maybe it was sick, but you don't violate. That's a good question. Maybe the Aseh could be Kol Yom V'Yom. So maybe it was sick by the time Aseres came, you would say. Rav Ashi Amar? No, but also could be after the, it's Kol V'Yom after the Yontif. So if this baby was born on Pesach, it might not apply until the next Yontif. The Aseh. It's Shavuos. Meaning, right, by the time Shavuos came along, you couldn't be Makrovit. It's only violate if you could have been Makrovit on Shavuos. So now, but if it was Chol on Shavuos, then you don't. Rav Ashi Amar, my Chag Nami Tekonai Chag HaShavuos. Even though Chag usually means Sukkos, here it means Shavuos. The Idach, the other opinion says no. Kalecha, the Tani Pesach, Tani Atzeres. When it says Pesach, it would say Atzeres if it wants to mean Shavuos. Iachi Mayas Hadusei. So if it was, according to these answers, so what's the big Chiddush? What's the big chiddush of teaching me that they kept it till Sukkos, or till Shavuos, if it was sick, or till Shavuos? So lafuki midir Belazar, really, there's only one chiddush here to go against Belazar. Damar Vlad Shlamim lo yikrav Shlamim kamasinu tekar. They're made that it was kar. Meaning we thought there were two chiddushim being told to us here. Number one, it could be hokrav, and number two, it could be hokrav even on a later yantif. No, the later yantif is not a chiddush because either it was sick or it is the next yantif. It's a beautiful stipler. I'm just going to mention quickly in Rosh Hashanah that talks about that this issue of why it is that the aseh kicks in right after the first yantif, and the los aseh of Bal Ta'acher kicks in only after three yamim tovim. So he says that the aseh is focused on the gavra, and the los aseh is focused on the chefsa of the karban. And therefore, by regel rishon, you violate this aseh right away, because you have a chiyuv to bring this right away, by the first yantif. And if you don't, you violate every day the iser aseh. The iser bal ta'acher is that there's a chova mitzad the karban to bring it. But that's only violated after the third yantif. L'chein kal shelo aleinu over ba'aseh zu devei vesa, aval ma shechayev be bal ta'acher, be gimel regalim, beis tes gimel resh. It's an abbreviation. Einu mechla mimitzas ri'iya. Elachovas ha-karbanhu. Shalo la'achro. Virak zman chiyivu begimel regalim. Okay, so that's an important yesod. Vait, let's just finish up. Vlad toda utmurasa. This we had already. The vlad of a toda and tura vlad dan vlad vlad asof kaladaros hareelu ketoda ubevash intunin lechem. All of these substitute secondary todas are sacrificed like a toda, but you don't need the 40 loaves that a regular carbon toda requires. We don't immediately. How do you know? The Tana Rabbanan mahu Omer Yakrivenu. What does it mean when it says Imal Toda Yakrivenu? So Mafresh Toda of the Vehifris Acheres Achteva Nim says Harishona Varishdian Omdos Bian Shezus. Here's a Yakriv. How do you know that if you lost your Toda, you got another one, and you have two Todas sitting in front of you, you can give either one you want. Vilachma Ima, and that first Toda you give with its bread. Tamalomar Toda Yakriv. Yachodei Shniya Tuna Lechem. You might think the second one also needs the bread. Tamalomar Yakrivenu. It singular. Achas Veloshtaim. Only one of them means breads and not the second one. Minan la rabos vlados tumuras achalivos. How do you know? You bring all of these karbanas toda, secondary karbanas toda, tamalomar ve'im al toda. That includes even these secondary ones. Yocho yu kulan tuunos lachem. You might think they all need lachem. All the ones that you bring, tamalomar al zevach hatoda. Toda tuuna lachem lo vlada utumurasa v'chalifasa tuuna lachem. No, only the original toda needs lachem, not the secondary todas. They don't need lachem. They have a shame toda without a chiyuv lachem. Let's just do the Mishnah. Tmuras ola, vlad tmuras ola. The tmur of an ola, or the vlad of the tmur of an ola. You're never going to get a vlad of an ola, because it's a male. But if you were maimer an ola onto an akeva, and you have the vlad of that tmuras ola. Vlad, da'atsov kala ola, keeps going down. Hare elu ka ola. All secondary karbanis to ola are called like olas. Remember, going through every karban. The first Mishnah spoke about chatas, right, or shlamim, right, I'm sorry, the first Mishnah spoke about shlamim, and the next Mishnah spoke about shlamim, then we spoke about toda, now we're speaking about ola, talking about the vlados of all of them, all of the karbanas, the secondary, then we're going to have a daf chaf, we're going to have tamura and vlad asham, so that's what this parak is about. So,
vlad is in
the keva. So a vlad, what?
If the vlad is in the keva, how do you
makrivez? It's a good question, whether you're, it doesn't say if you're, you're not, not that, well, we'll see, let's continue, the Gemara will talk about it. Vlad, vlad, that's off, kol olam, harei elu ka ola, v'tuna hefshev, v'nitua v'chol ola ishim. And yeah, it needs skinning, cutting, and you're makriv the whole thing, period, we'll have to see. Right, if you have a baby that is a girl, or your makriv is an ola. Hamafresh nekeva lola v'yolda zachar. What about the risk? This case, if you're makriv in a cave as an ola, which was wrong, but then it has a baby boy. Yirach yisarv yimachav yavi bidam of ola. You have to wait till that baby gets a mum, and with its money, the value, bring an ola. You cannot be makriv that animal as an ola because the mother had faulty kedusha. So therefore, this is also Rabbi Eliezer Omeno, who atzmo yikrav ola. It itself could be hookrav as an ola, even though the mother had a problem, a deficiency, it was in a keva, but it had kedushas ola enough to be able to go on to the offspring in order to be makravit. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's show there's one other ha'ara I'll have to say about toda, and then we will continue.